And we're back here inside Ben Davis Basketball. Corey Clark here with Coach Joe Lentz of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. Their record sitting at 8-5. I have Coach here with me. Coach, how are you doing?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you since Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I did. And you?
I had a good one. It was a long time. And also, I haven't talked to you since you picked up your 50th win here at Ben Davis. Congratulations on that as well.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we haven't talked to you in a while. So talk about the things you've had. You guys were on a winning streak until you hit Ron Colley, but then you won your recent game. Talk about the streak you guys are on.
Well, we are beginning and are still continuing to kind of put things together a little better. People adjusting more to their roles, people just simply playing better. Defensively, we've gotten better and gained a little bit of confidence. Just things going, you know, the way they should. We're improving, taking better shots, and when you take better shots, you make more shots.
And looking at the beginning of the year, Mino Vaughn and Easter even talked about it. Looking at your bench, we didn't think there was a lot of depth on this team. As the game's gone on and practice gone on, it looks like all the freshmen are starting to sit up and even all the other players trying to step up in the role. Talk about the depth that's starting to gain on the bench coming into the game.
We really are beginning to get a lot more depth as the season's gone on. A.D. Hopper has stepped up and begun to play really well coming in for us on the bench. Nia Clark and Makia Keith have provided us some valuable minutes to give our wing and point position players some much-needed rest at times. And we've just been able to, you know, develop a little bit more here and there and get more out of different people. And basically, you know, like you should, as the season goes on, we're getting better.
Every basketball team has that one spark player, though. It seems like every time when you guys go down, you start to slow down a little bit. Erin Young always seems to make a play for you guys. She's some people call her crazy, but I like her. She's real good at basketball. She brings you that crazy spark. Talk about the leadership role she brings to this team as well, and she's only a junior.
The leadership role she brings, of course, is most, if you know Chicken, and that's what they call her, Chicken.
I wasn't going to say it, but
you
can say
okay.
It.
If you know her, then you know that she's not especially vocal, but she hustles all the time. She's always getting after it, and she's, this year, developed much better at taking the ball to the rim. In her past, she seemed kind of content to hang outside and shoot threes, and, you know, when you miss threes, that's usually the end of it. So now she's getting inside, making cuts inside, going to the rim, making more shots, and getting fouled. So she's shooting a lot more free throws, scoring a lot more points. She's our leading scorer at 15.1, I believe, is her average.
Yeah, that's what you have here. She's a very good player. Sometimes I bite my tongue when she shoots that three ball, but when she drives to the bucket, I always have faith she's going to try and drive and make it. Another stat line over here, let's look at it. Shelly Daniels, I mean, from just watching, but looking at the stat sheet for the first time, her rebounding has gotten a lot better. She's attacking the boards. She has 81 total rebounds, and the next one closest to her is 63. Talk about Shelly Daniels and her rebounding.
Shelly's a beast on the boards. She gets after it. She knows she blocks out. She goes hard to the boards. You know, the world is full of people that can rebound the ball that comes straight down to you. Good rebounders are the ones that go after it. They go to their right, go to their left, move into the basket to get a rebound. And Shelly's become that kind of person. That kind of player, and boy, that's just so huge to us.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, before I let you go, Coach, we got to talk about the game. You do play this Thursday against Decatur Central, but let's talk about the game this Saturday. Pike Red Devils, of course, your biggest rival in Ben Davis, people can call it, or you can go Warren, but I mean, Pike's a good school. Talk about the game plan you're going to have to bring into the Pike Red Devils and go in and get a victory out of there.
I will. I'd rather talk about Decatur first. People look at Decatur, and we cannot afford to overlook them. All right, we can't afford to play badly now. We have to step up and be aggressive and take the game to them and play the best of our ability. That'll be our best preparation for Pike. Now, as far as Pike goes, they are loaded with very athletic, talented players. Brittany Ward, an Indiana All-Star candidate, maybe even a Miss Basketball candidate. She's quite a player and has been for us ever since she was a freshman. She's going to be a load. Pike likes to up-tempo. They are at their best when they really get after it up and down the floor, make it an 84-foot game, and they sub a lot to help bring that about. We're going to obviously have to try to slow that down, but the challenge in that is that our game tends to be up-tempo, and we don't want to start doing something totally opposite of what we've been doing all season, or we won't be very good at it.
Yeah, going into – Coach Dixon always tells the pregame you have that one key thing you want to work on the most in practice. Going into the games this week, what's the one big thing you guys need to work on and get better at?
Executing offense, getting good shots. We need to keep them – I'm there's not just one thing. I started going down my list. Blocking out and rebounding. We've got to be able to dominate the boards. And if we can dominate the boards and defensively keep them outside and not being able to attack the rim, we could be in real good shape.
All right, Coach, you got a big game this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.